Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The president of the Illinois Restaurant Association, Sam Toya. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Bob.
Let's start with what I hope is good news. Grubhub with $10,000 grants for some restaurants. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so every little bit helps. And Grubhub is reaching out to our local restaurants throughout our 77 communities here in the city of Chicago to help them, prepare for the winter season as we move forward here. So, again, is this the stimulus package we're looking for? No, but every little bit helps, and we're grateful for Grubhub to step up and help our restaurants throughout our, throughout our great neighborhoods.
I've been talking about this for a couple of days. Is there any chance restaurants that have spent thousands and thousands of dollars to upgrade their filtration systems, their air systems, could get some kind of special dispensation right now? I know that the small mom-and-pop restaurants can't afford to do that, but at least it would be a start in some of the bigger places, wouldn't it?
It would be. I mean, that's why we really, feel the federal government needs to step up, as the government is the one that has shut us down on indoor dining. And in the HEROES Act, which within that bill that passed out of the House, there was the Restaurant Act for $120 billion in grants. And within those grants, you could do exactly what you're talking about, Bob. So, yes, there is something out there. We just need the federal government to step up. We need the United States Senate to, pass the Restaurant Act and then have the president sign it so we can help our restaurants throughout the country and our 25,000 restaurants here in the state of Illinois.
What about putting a little pressure on our local politicians for some sort of a tax break for not only restaurants but other businesses right now?
We've talked to, we have worked with the, governor. He has the big grants. So the state still has about $170 million left in business interruption grants. And if you have less than $20 million in revenues in 2019 and meet other conditions, you can apply for these grants. So there are stuff out there. We're still talking with the governor's people on other things that the state government can step up and help us with. City just stepped up with the Chicago Hospitality Grant. These are new grant programs for independent restaurants with under $3 million in revenue. And, we're encouraging restaurant owners, operators to apply for the big grants on the state level and the Chicago Hospitality Grant on the city level. Again, every little bit helps, but the real money is in the federal government, and we need the federal government to step up with the stimulus bill, the Restaurant Act, or give us a second round on PPP loans that turn into grants.
I know there's a lot of controversy about the numbers, and a group of business owners say they have some data to prove that restaurants are not the prime cause of these coronavirus outbreaks in the city of Chicago. I've talked about this, and I know restaurants and bars are lumped together. It seems like bars are more of a problem, where you would have people sitting shoulder to shoulder without masks. What's the position of the Illinois Restaurant Association on all this?
Again, all restaurant owners, operators, the Illinois Restaurant Association always cares about the health and safety of their guests and their team members. We always want to hear what the doctors and scientists have to say. What we don't understand is, why are we the only industry, if it's spiking as bad as we see it spiking, why are we the only industry that is tightly closed down indoors? If it's that bad, let's close down. And let's get federal relief for our small businesses here throughout in the city and throughout the country. However, according to the Illinois Department of Public Labor, restaurant represents 4% of the outbreaks in locations since July 1st. 4%. Yet we are the only industry shut down for indoor service. We understand safety measures. We're a highly regulated industry, social distancing, covered faces keep open places, sanitizers throughout the place, PPE, we get it. And we understand, we never have advocated for 100% occupancy. We get it. There's definitely needs to be limited capacity. We get that. And, you know, we require all bars to offer food and operate as restaurants. We require reservations for full service restaurants. We require collection of contact information from one individual per party for reservations. We require the removal of bar seating at bars with restaurants. We require seating at all times with no standing allowed. So we get it. We know how to do this right. So all guests needs to be in a seat. When a wait person comes up, the guest you know, has their mask on. They can order their food and drinks. Wait person leaves. Wait person comes back. They, you know, the guest put her mask back on. Six people or less, so you know the people that are at the table with you, either their family or friends. Nobody standing throughout the restaurant. No, nobody standing by the bar. So we know how to do this right. But again, if it's as bad as the doctors and scientists say it is here in the state of Illinois, then why are we the only industry that is completely closed down indoors?
To be continued. Meantime, let's all keep calm and carry out. Sam Toya, president of the Illinois Restaurant Association. Appreciate your time this morning, Sam. Hang in there.
Appreciate you having me. Thanks, Bob.